Yeah, we've got all available crews out on the road at first light this morning when it's safe to do so. We've got all crews coming in from other regions as well. So in the lesser affected areas, we've got crews mobilising to come and help the Sunshine Coast area, the Gympie area, and regions all around the southeast, because I think everyone's in the same boat. We're all very sodden and very wet, and obviously we have crews out there that have to take into their consideration safety first at all times for everything they do, especially when we have so much water around our electricity assets. Obviously, that's a very bad mix. We have to be very careful, and we have to make sure that everyone in those communities is also very careful to stay away from any electrical assets, especially if they've been underwater. This also applies to anyone who might have a bright idea to go out in a boat and have a look at everything that's going on, or a kayak. Please don't do that, because some of these power lines may be, you know, the water level may only be 1 metre or so away from the top of live power lines now. So please do not do that at all times. Please stay away. Obviously, you know, we always say if it's flooded, forget it on roads, but also don't go out and rubberneck in a boat or a kayak or any other watercraft. It's not the time to do it, and it's very dangerous. At the moment, we've got about 5,800 customers off in the Gympie area. This number may change during the day because we're still seeing that that weather is still affecting that area in a major way. Sunshine Coast, we have about 1,800, and the Noosa region, about 160. These numbers may change, chop and change throughout the course of today, but we're expecting this weather cell to continue on today and still make things difficult for our field crews, who are doing a mighty job out there, I must say, in these very trying circumstances. That brings me to a good point, though, that we do stress to people, please be patient, because we have our crews out there doing incredible work. However, this isn't like a storm event that passes over quickly, causes damage, and we can identify the damage pretty quickly and get it repaired pretty quickly. This is going to be more like a marathon, not like a sprint, because once you have metres and metres of dirty flood water affecting all of our electrical assets, think of pad-mounted transformers that are on the ground. They'll be under metres of water in every suburb that's affected. We have to wait for that water to go down before we can even get access to you know, this equipment. And then we've got to clean it. We've got to clean it out, check it, repair it, and then get it back online. And it has to be dried before we can even put the power back on. So there's going to be a fair bit of time here. So we are asking everyone to be patient. Please try and think of friends and relatives. You may be able to go and stay in other areas that may have the power on. That might be something that people need to start thinking about, because this could be some days before we get some of this power back onto some people.